Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Planned Parenthood has used the controversial video edits to attack the entire production as being a fraud.
All of the tape and footage that David DeLeiden has released out into the world has been heavily edited and I think pretty thoroughly discredited.
That's CNN reporter Drew Griffin and an official Planned Parenthood singing the same song. Do you know what the tune was? It was edited. We've been hearing this a lot about these Planned Parenthood videos, 10 of them, I believe, so far. And the kind of final response that Planned Parenthood has stuck to, the claim made early on, and they have not backed away from this, is that these are edited, that they're cobbled together, that they are put together to make it look like Planned Parenthood was doing something it shouldn't have done. Of course, Planned Parenthood already admits to doing abortions, which is bad enough, but selling the babies off part by part, sometimes the whole baby off after the abortion. They say, well, yeah, we did that too, but the videos are still edited, so what's the point? We're going to be talking about that CNN story, about the credibility of the undercover Planned Parenthood videos. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway joins us. She's a senior editor for The Federalist. Molly, welcome back to Issues Etc.
It's great to be here with you.
Well, you say you don't often yell at your television, but this one had you doing it. Why?
Yes, outside of St. Louis Cardinals games in the postseason, I'm not normally someone who yells at my television. But when I saw this report from CNN, it was so frustrating that I actually screamed multiple times. And it was just so filled with errors and half-truths. And the entire framing was comically bad that it was difficult to even respond to it with anything other than a shout. It was actually a long segment. I think it ran 11 minutes or so. And I'm not exaggerating in any way. 7 minutes of it was devoted to the investigative reporter pretending to be confused about something that wasn't confusing at all, and really focusing in on what you call in broadcast journalism terms the use of B-roll.
I want to come back to that. But first of all, let's start with the premise of the story. As introduced by Anderson Cooper, he called it the real story behind those Planned Parenthood videos, the real story, as though we hadn't heard the real story yet. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they promised that they were going to actually, you know, they said there are these videos out there. What do they really show? Do they, you know, which side is telling the truth? We're going to get to the bottom of it. We put this investigative reporter onto it. And then what they actually did was they literally didn't look at any of the videos, with the exception of about 30 seconds of one of the videos. And keep in mind, there are now 19 hours of footage. Sorry, I exaggerated. 20 seconds of one video is what they focused on. They didn't look at the claims in any of the videos. They didn't check about Planned Parenthood's response to any of the videos. They didn't come up with any impartial sources to investigate any of this. It was just an absolute train wreck in terms of what CNN promised they were going to give us and what they actually delivered.
They also really liked the word edited a lot. What was that supposed to mean? Edited, it happens all the time in journalism.
Yeah, the first interview that Cecile Richards gave after this story broke was to George Stephanopoulos, the former Clinton official who now is at ABC News. And in her interview, she used the word edited so much that it almost seemed like a verbal tic. And I made a point of noting it at the time because I thought it was really important for journalists who are objectively covering this story to point out that unlike almost every other news story you see, in this case, the people who did these videos, who put together these videos, also provided the complete unedited footage of what they used to make the videos. This is unheard of in journalism. I mean, this report from CNN, it takes that Cecile Richards talking point, Cecile Richards, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, it takes that talking point and it just runs with it. I mean, if they said the word edited once, they must have said it 20 times. If they said deceptive once, they must have said it 20 times. They just kept reiterating this Planned Parenthood talking point and actually doing it even more than Planned Parenthood had and with no basis.
You also say that the reporter, Drew Griffin, did not appear, although he is a seasoned television broadcaster, did not appear to understand how video editing actually works. What do you mean?
Yeah, and first off, I just want to point out, literally all journalism is edited, whether it's written or broadcast. Broadcast journalism, video journalism in particular, is edited because you have such a limited amount of time and space to tell a story, and you need visuals that can help explain what's going on and whatnot. And so this claim that editing is something that is bad is just mind-boggling, because it's actually what journalism is. All journalism is edited. This CNN story was edited. His obsession in this piece was how, in one particular video, you have the verbal testimony, the verbal eyewitness first-person testimony of a woman who harvested a brain from a baby who had been born alive. She is telling her story. While she is telling her story, for about 10 seconds, you see an image clearly marked as coming from a library of an aborted baby that is kicking its legs. It's a fully intact aborted baby kicking its legs on a table. At the end of the video, you see an image of a baby, again, the same gestational age as the one that we just heard about, whose brain was harvested and other organs were harvested, being held in his parents' arms. These are very, and what these images are is called B-roll. That's when you have supplementary footage that helps the viewer understand what's going on. It is used in 100% of broadcast news stories. It's actually used in the CNN story that is decrying the use of B-roll footage. Right at the end of the interview with Daleiden, Drew Griffin of CNN cuts the B-roll of a Planned Parenthood clinic that was in no way implicated in the stories about, you know, in this investigation. That's a perfect example of how, you know, you use an image to show something or to add substance, add layering to a story. It is something all journalists do, all broadcast journalists do. Even this CNN report does it. And yet this guy, Drew Griffin, spends 7 minutes pretending to act like he thinks it's a bad thing.
When in fact, broadcast journalism lives on B-roll, you don't always have images of the actual place, thing, or the events. Well, you live on this stuff.
In particular, what you have in this video in question is a woman describing something that has happened previously. You would have to basically be an idiot to think that the fully intact, unharmed baby that you're seeing is the same baby as the one she just described having ripped open his head. I mean, if you understand what harvesting an organ means in terms of cutting. I mean, she's describing how she cuts open the head. She's describing how they harvest the other organs. And then you see a baby that has no trauma to its body. The idea that this would be confusing makes no sense unless you thought that she was, in addition to doing this, was carrying a camera around and taking a picture. I mean, it just doesn't, it's anyone who has even mild understanding of how broadcast news works or video journalism works would have no trouble understanding these images.
Did they mention the forensic analysis that has been done on the Planned Parenthood videos?
Okay, so after interrogating the guy who made these undercover videos for 7 minutes, pretending to be confused about B-roll, they then do a little brief snippet with Dawn Lagoon, who is the vice president at Planned Parenthood. And she makes some comment about how we all know, and it's been pretty conclusively stated, that these were all deceptively edited. And Drew Griffin's essentially responds, yeah, 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 but, you know, let's move on to a different thing. Well, in fact, there was a forensic analysis, an independent forensic analysis done just a few weeks ago of these Planned Parenthood videos that showed, in fact, no manipulation of the videos, no manipulation of the videos. The only things that they found in the original videos that didn't make it into the edited videos were trips to the bathroom, commuting. Like, they would put their cameras on as they began their commute to the Planned Parenthood meetings, and there would be footage of them driving on the road and just waiting for meetings and eating. So we actually have a forensic analysis of these videos. It has shown that there's no deceptive editing, and he doesn't even mention it. In fact, CNN has yet to mention this forensic analysis at all.
I'm wondering, have you asked the CNN reporter for the unedited version of the videos of his story?
Well, what's funny is, and one of he asks David Daleiden, the journalist who did these videos, a question, and in the video story, he cuts off his answer midway through a sentence. And it's so jarring. You realize he's not even midway through his thought, and it cuts. And it cuts to something else. You see that it's this edit of a sentence midway through. And I was really curious what he said at the end of that sentence. So I did, in fact, ask Drew Griffin for his complete unedited footage of both his interview with David Dalyden and Don Lagunas. I want to see what questions he asked. I want to see how they were answered. I want to see what was left out. And I mean, I see no reason for him not to do this, since the entirety of his segment was about supposedly deceptive editing of footage. I see no reason for him not to respond to my request for either the unedited footage or a complete transcript. He has yet to even respond to my email.
Finally, with only about 20 seconds.
I should say.
Well, with only about 20 seconds here, was there a serious effort to check out the claims made by Planned Parenthood in the CNN story? About 20 seconds.
Yeah, this is just what boggles the mind. These videos have shown so much and have demonstrated so much about Planned Parenthood's involvement in human organ harvesting of the babies that they abort. There are so many storylines you could choose to explore. CNN gave someone 11 minutes to cover this, and they completely dropped the ball. And it is a perfect example of how bad the media have been at covering this story.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is a senior editor for The Federalist. You can read her columns at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Molly, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. James Hitchcock about the Vatican's Synod on the Family. Stay tuned.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.